You were holding Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Again, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Oimer, again, the top is L'Rabbis, say your Avodas Kechavim L'Smicha. Reb Shimon says, from this Pasuk of a Somach Yodoy, Arosh HaSoyer, it comes to include, not like Reb Yudis said, Soyer Nachshon, but rather comes to include the Siri Avodas Kechavim, that the Yos need a Smicha. So now the Gemara asks, Mask of Lo Ravim, Ravim asks the question, Tenach Reb Yehuda, it's very good the way we learn Shabbat before in the Pesukim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, that there was a word Oisai, so we dash from the word Oisai, it says by Korban Chatis, that Oisai b'tzofen, only a regular Chatis that comes from a Kaporo, the Shechita has to be done b'tzofen, and not Oisai Nachshon. That's the Drosha. What do we need the Drosha? For the Churub Shita, that Oisai Nachshon does not need a tzofen. It does not come for a Kaporo, it's only a Korban of a Nisiyim, that's brought down for Chanukah Samizveich. So the Morris Havamina was, because since the Sayyid Nachshon has a Ribli, then it needs Semicho, so I would have thought to say, he would then need Tzofen, Kamash from the Pasuk Nova, Shachad Oisai, only a regular Chattis needs Tzofen, and not the Sayyid Nachshon. So that's good according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he says in this Pasuk of the Somach Yodoy, Arosh HaSoyer, it's Mavis Sayyid Nachshon. But the question is though, both Rabbi Shimon, Ma'ik Lameimah, according to Rabbi Shimon, we just had that he darshens from the sponsor of a Somach Yodoy. It's coming to be Mabel, Siri Avodet Kechavim. Sivsa Lestaya Nachshon does not even need Smicha. So if it does not even need Smicha, the Churub Shita does not need a Shita to be done with Tzofen. So what's the Havamina? What do I need a meat for? V'shachad Oisai. To teach me that Saya Nachshon is not coming on Tzofen. Shita, you do not need Tzofen on this Saya that Nachshon brought, the Nisim brought. Since it was not for Kapora, so Pshiti did not have to have Tzofen. What's Avimina? Smor says, Oh, Malay Mazutra, pray the Rav Mori, the Ravino, the Rav Yehuda Nami. He says, no, even according to Rav Yehuda. My Dias Rabbi is Rabbi. My Delay is Rabbi is Rabbi. It's also a question. Even though true there's a Ribui from Hidashin's Besomach Yodoy that Smicha applies to Slay Nachshon, the Chur, it's only what this Rabbi. How about it's only a Svorda said that you need Smicha by a korban like a Sayyid Nachshon, Tzofen, Pshit, you do not have to have. Like what you have a minute to say that since we see you need Smicha, the owner has to put his hand on top of the korban. Therefore, you see it's like a regular chattis. I would have thought they said this Sayyid Nachshon, such a korban like that does not come for kapora, also needs Tzofen. So he asked the question back, no, what kind of have a minute is this? The Chura should have said, my, this Rabbi is Rabbi, Omai de loyis rabbi, loyis rabbi. But we don't have a ribui for a tzofen. Pshiti do not need tzofen. So it's still a question. What do we need the pasuk b'shachad oisai to teach us only regular chatas the shechita has to be done with tzofen and not by a soya nachshon? Pshiti does not need tzofen. So Mora says, v'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, ila miyat akro. No, if the pasuk would not say clearly b'shachad oisai a miyat to say that this korban like a soya nachshon, stam a korban of a chattis, it's not a kaporo. If you wouldn't have a special post to say it does not need chattis, it does not need tzofen, maybe have a mina, I would have thought to say, taste of a binyanav. I should learn it out from a binyanav that this is a chattis, and just like all other chattis have to have tzofen, maybe that's the half a minute to say, that any chattis, even though it does not come for kaporo, like a Sayyid Nachshon, maybe it's a binyanav, like Rashi says, the mam mitzinu b'shach chattis. If so, it should need tzofen. Someone says, if so, smicha gufa lishtekro minei. If that would be the svara, then I should not have to have a special pasuk of a somach yodah to teach me that Sayyid Nachshon, this chattis needs a smicha. The chura lishtekro minei. The Torah should have been quiet. You do not need this pasuk of a somach yodah. And the taste of a binyanav, I should be able to learn out from the binyanav that it needs smicha. So the Churi is saying that this binyan does not help. So Moshe Elo, what do you have to say? That shor midoris leyafinan. That even though it's a korban chattis, this korban soya that the Nisiyim brought, but it was only l'shor, it was a special thing to be brought there, b'shas ha-chanukas ha-nishkan. That's when they brought these Nisiyim. The Nisiyim brought the kabonis. But since l'doris, we do not have such a korban, so you cannot learn out such a korban from l'doris. If so, you don't have any binyanav. That's why we need a prophet to teach us for Samach Yodoy that there was a mitzvah to make a smicha then. If so, l'chura, we still ask the question, why do I need a prophet to say b'shachad oisai that the Sir Nachshon does not need Sofim, the Chorb Shita does not need Sofim. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's the Havmina to say it should need Sofim? Hochinami, show me Doros Yafin, I would not learn out, there's no Havmina. Even though the Doros, every Chattis needs Sofim, but a covering like Nachshon, since it was only Lishur, Shita does not need Sofim. So what does the Pesach have to say it for? El Aradik Marsa like this, like a true. We do not need this Pesach of a Shocha. Do you say to teach us that only a regular Chattis, not a Soya Nachshon, Pshita Soya Nachshon does not need Sofim? So what's the deal then of the Pesach of a Shocha, do you say only this Chattis and not other Chattis? El Oysoy Toin Sofim, but Vien HaShrechit Oymer B'Tsofim. That's the Chiddush, that the animal has to be on the Tsofim side of the Azorah, but not the Shrechit. The Shrechit can be wherever he wants. That's the deal. That's the deal. The Shochet Oysai means the Korban has to be there, but not the Shochet. So where's the question, Mid Rabbi Achia Nafka? This Joshua we learn out from the way Rabbi Achia learns it out. The Tanya will learn like this, in the Gemara in Zvachim, that Rabbi Achia Omer, when the Pesach says, V'shochet Oysai, Ayerach HaMizbeach Tfoino. So, Matam Oloima, what do we need this Pesach for? To teach us, what do we need this Pesach for? V'shochet Oysai, Ayerach HaMizbeach Tfoino. Lefish, he says like this, the fish metzino b'mekabel, because we find by Kabbalah Saddam shoymed b'tzofin or mekabel b'tzofin, that both the behema, the korban, has to be on the north side of the hazara, and the kohen that does the Kabbalah also has to be there. That's what we, that's the din of Kabbalah Saddam. Now the imamad v'dorim, let's say the kohen is standing on the south side of the hazara, the kibbol b'tzofin, and he puts his hands over the mekabel Saddam. Even though the korban is standing itself in, still possible. So Yochai, I would have thought to say Avzekain. Maybe the same thing applies by Shchitur also, that the Shechit also has to be on the Tzofen side of the Azara. And this tells the Pesach, no, the Pesach Talmud Leima Oisai Oisai V'Tzofen V'Loya Shechit Tzorach Liyasayim V'Tzofen. So this drush you will learn out from Vayikra Aleph, the way Rabbi Achoyi dashens. So here we're dashing a Pesach in Vayikra Dalet, that it says V'shachad Oysa V'mokam HaShishchad HaSoyla V'shachad, you hear what Dash in the Pesach in Vayikra Dalet V'shachad Oysa V'mokam HaShishchad HaSoyla. So what do we need two Pesachim for? So it can't be the same Joshua Oysa twice. So back, what do we need the word Oysa by Yasfu and Vayikra Dalet? So we're in says Yalo Oysa B'Tzofan V'yein B'Noyf B'Tzofan. The Chiddush is that only a behema, a korban, the Shechita has to be done B'Tzofan of a Kurdish Kedoshim, but not an oif or a chattis, because otherwise, Salka, that Rina would have thought to say, Leisti v'kabal chayma, that an oif also needs its malika to be done on the Sofen side. Because I make kabal chayma mi ben sain from a korban. Oma ben sain, just like an animal a korban. Shle kabal le kayin. You do not padavka have to have a kayin b'sha shchita, even a zaras kasha b'shchita. Still kabal le tzofen, that then you have to have on Sofen, to shchita should be done on Sofen side, if so ben oif. By a benoif, shekovel a kayin, ain't a din shenikvel a tzofen. A benoif, the malika has to be done with a kayin. Isn't the swar for sure that the malika should also be done on tzofen side? That's why it is possible. With shachal oif, say no, only a korban has to be on tzofen and not an oif, even though it's a kodesh kodashim. Mala ben son, where it says no, chur is no kabal chayma. Mala ben son, you can kabal a kli. You know why a korban needs tzofen? Because there's a kli, there's a sakin. You have to have the shechita done with a sakin. Mashenka and Malika is done with the hands without a sakin. So there's no kabbal chayma. So again, what do we need the Pesach Oysai for? Ella rather, Oysai b'tzofon, v'yein Pesach b'tzofon, a korban Pesach does not have to have a shechita done b'tzofon. And the Mora says, Pesach? With Reb Lozer ben Yaakov nafka, no from Lozer ben Yaakov atanya. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov oimer, Yochel, enechlam nezahavimina. I would have thought to say, Yochel, yeah, Pesach. Toy in Sofin, that may be a korban Pesach. Even though it's like a shlomim, it's a kachim kalim. I would have thought to say maybe it needs a tzofim. The shechita has to be done on the north side of the Azara. Why? Vidinu, it's a svara. Vidinu. Oma oilish like kabbalah zman. Vishchitosa, kabbalah tzofim, madach korban oila. That there's no special zman when to bring it. Any day you can bring a korban oila. Still there's a zmokim where to make the shechita on tzofim. If so, Pesach, a korban Pesach, shekabbalah zman, shchitosai. There's a special zman when to make the shechita. Only on Yud Dalet Benisan after Chatzais. Is there any din, isn't it for sure, Shekavu Tzofen, that there should be a din to have Tzofen? So, therefore, I need a special person to teach me that Pesach does not need Tzofen. Now, Malir, like this, the question, no, by Korban Eil, special Sheken Kolu, the whole thing is burnt. Maybe that's why it needs it softened. But not a Korban Pesach. Mechatis, I learned enough from Mechatis. Chatis, the whole thing is not burnt. And still you need softened. So I would have thought to say, maybe Korban Pesach also needs it softened. I, if so, yes, the question, Malir, Chatis is different Sheken Mechaperis. Achai the Krisis. That a chatis is special, comes for kapara on a chet that you chayav koros for. B'mezin. Now you do it b'shevi, you chayav the korban chatis. Say, but that's why it's very chomer, and he's daf ketzofen. So where it says, no mi yoshem, learn off from a korban oshem. Ay, mali yoshem shekein kodesh kodoshim. Oshem is different, it's kodesh kodoshim, and Pesach is not kodesh kodoshim. And mekula nami shekein kodesh kodoshim. You can't learn out a Pesach from anyone, from not from an oil, not from a chatis, not from an oshem. Because all these three are common, that they're kodesh kodoshim. But not a Korban Pesach, it's only a Kodesh Kalim. So Morris says, so he says in Svara, you do not have to have Tzofen. So here also, you can't tell me, need the Pesach for Shachar Oysa to tell me, only a Korban Chatas needs a Tzofen, and not a Korban Pesach. I do not need a Pesach. I would know him in a Svara. So Morris says, rather, Ela rather, Liyelam Kedem Minam Mikora. I'll tell you, the Drosha here is, the teachers, like we said before, that Oysa B'Tzofen, V'yein ha-sheichet b'tzofen, and that's the drosha, that only the korban has to be done, has to be on tzofen side of the azara, and not the sheichet. The sheichet, he could be on the tzofen side, and he could be on the dorm side, and just take over his hands to the tzofen side. And this the question was, u'dubachashaloch mid Rabbi Achia nafka. I will learn it out from Rabbacha's posik, that it says in V'yikra Aleph, v'shachatoy sayyar samaz amaz v'yachsefoynah. So what do we need two psukim for? So I'll tell you, the Rabbi Achia lav lemute sheikh b'tzof and udiyasa. Even his drosha, Rabbi Achia's drosha has not come to teach us on me to say that the sheikh does not have to be b'tzofen. That time I know from now on, pasuk in Vayikra Dalet, that only the korban has to be on tzofen and not the sheikh. Elo rather, what Rabbi Achia mean to say in the pasuk in Vayikra Aleph, halachi kama, ein ha sheikh b'tzofen, avo makabu b'tzofen. That's the Vayikra drosha. That the sheikh does not have to be that I know from Vayikra Dalet. But here the midiyak is that just the sheikh not, but the makabel, yes, the kohen when he does the avoids of Kabbalah, he has to be on the north side of the Azara. For the Gemara makabel, mi lokach, velokach nafka. We made that Josh, it says an extra vav, velokach, that not only does the maisa Kabbalah have to be with Tzofen, but even the kohen has to be there. So Gemara answers in Echnami, lokach, velokach l'mashmalei. Kohen to Rabachi does not learn out like that. Him is not mashma next to Joshua, velokach. Therefore, from that word, I did not know to say the makabel, the sheikh, the kohen, that during the avoid of Kabbalah Saddam, he would have to be b'tzofen. Maybe for him it's enough to be on the dorm side. So therefore, I need our posik. But Shachar Oysa, no, that the diak is, Oysa, only the shechita, the sheikhit, does not have to be. But the makabel has to be. Bekitza, this is Rabachi's Joshua. So it goes like this. From Vayikra Dalid, our drasha was shachar oisiv and mokum hashayishchat oyla v'dashening. Only the korban has to be on top inside, not the sheikh. The sheikh doesn't have to be there. What is Rabbi Achia dashening? He's dashing from this pasuk of Vayikra Aleph from the shachar oisiv. Teaches like this that oisai only by the sheikhit is there a ptur. He doesn't have to be on the top inside, but by avoidus of Kabbalah Saddam, there the kohen is doing the Kabbalah. He himself also has to be on top inside of the azara. Now it says in the Mishnah, the Chayiv al Yishoso, the al Arichoso, the al Afiyoso, that a Kohen, or whoever is making the Mincha, if it makes it with Chometz, says over a lav, not only one lav, but you Chayiv a lav for the kneading of it, and for the forming of it, and for the baking of it, if you make a Mincha out of Chometz. Omer Papa says, Ofo, whoever bakes the Mincha to make it into Chometz, is like a shtayim. You should know that person is over two lavs. He gets two malchus in. Achas al arichosa. One lav is over for the aricho, for forming the dough. The yachas al afiyosa, and one for the baking of it. Is over two lavim. For the Gemara of Yomata, you said before, we had maya fiyam yuchedis, shimaisi yuchidi, v'chayavim aleho, bifne yatzma. Samash from Mishas, you bake this mincha of chometz. You're only over one lav. It's a maisi yuchidi. You're only over one. And here we're saying you're over two. So Moshe says, Lakash, there's no question. Hodi yorechu v'yofu. That they were saying, Rapopo, that when you bake it, you chayiv twice. That's if you yourself did two ma'isim. that first you form the mincha and then you baked it. And ho that the darshin before the afirafi is a ma'isichidi ho dior chavrei to yoyiv levi yofein, that when somebody else formed the dough and they gave it to you and now you're baking it. So when you're only doing a ma'isichidi of baking it and echnami, then yoni chayiv one. Rav Papa is talking about if you do two ma'isim. If you do the ma'isa of arich and the ma'isa of afiya, then you chayiv twice. Tan rabbanan, learn like this. Bechor she'och sedam. You have a bechor, a behemoth that's a bechor, it has a kedushas bechor on it. She'och sedam means I got a blood clot like, and now there's an inyan to let the blood out, take the blood out. So the question is, by taking out the blood, you're making a mum, and you're not allowed to make a mum on a bechor. So what should we do now? So it says, Ma'kiza noisir sedam, you're allowed to take out the blood from where I got it clotted up, the blood. But the mokim shenoisim by mum, only in a place you should make the cut where it's not going to make a mum, will heal up. It will not make a mum in the goof of the bechor. But the yain makiz nesadam b'mokim shenoisim by mum. Tiber Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also does a lav though, that you're not allowed to make a mum on a bechor, even though it needs its ochas dam. And we'll see later the chiddush, that even though when the behemoth now is ochas dam and has a clotting of blood, it has a mum in it already, and now by making that kosher, you make like a second mum. Rameya says that's also awesome. It's also to put a mum in a bal mum. So if you're not allowed to cut it, the mokum is going to make a mum, but rather you have to do it on a different place where it won't be a mum. But Chama and Chama say, Yakis af a mokum shaysim ba mum. No, you're allowed to take the blood out, even in a place by cutting it, you make a mum. And as far as like we'll see later on, now they consider this payment to have a mum already. And on a bal mum already, there's no issa to put a mum. But a bavad shalo yishchad aloysi mum. But you should not shech the behema because of this mum. So this we'll soon see. Is even on the tzad there's no mum yet. Still they hold you allowed to do it. But we'll soon see another reason why it could be its mutta. It's mutta because it's a sarach right now. And the Rashi says, a bavad shalo yishchad aloysi mum. A sheba mayatma till a mum comes by itself. Because the bechor is not nechol on a mum that you put into it. So even though you have had to make this mum, but I call upon him, you're not allowed to eat this animal with this mum alone. You'll have to wait till another mum comes. That's the Chum's word. Chomar mim yakish, you're allowed to make the cause, we'll soon see why. Apa mokum shesim a mum, but a bavat ravarin shla yishchat lois a mum.